This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Steph Will Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
Yes, and welcome to our sub-segment of Happy Hour, where we get to watch Sex and the City and talk about the relevance or irrelevance of what these shows, what this show specifically has done for us as a culture, and for me as an individual that loved this, and for Annie, who has never seen it before.
Correct, and we took a bit of a break after the season one finale, where we had special guest Bridget Todd. And we are back, and I'm very excited. I'm very excited. In the last episode, you heard our super producer, Christina, who makes these episodes happen. And so, yeah, I'm very excited and interested to see what conversations come forward.
Yes, yes. Because I keep alluding to when we're having a middle of a conversation, out of nowhere, I'm like, that's in Sex and the City.
Yes.
You get to see it.
True.
Which we did in the last episode that we did with the season premiere of season two with super producer Christina, who, by the way, killed the predictions.
Oh, my God. She embarrassed me.
Yeah,
she humiliated me.
A lot. Like, yeah. She knew what she was. This is why she's a great producer, though.
Yes.
She knows. She knows. Mm-hmm. She knows these tropes. She knows how it goes. So congratulations and kudos to her.
Yes.
And yeah, so we are on episode two of season two. Are you excited?
I am. And also, just listeners, so you know, Samantha has moved into a new house at this point. And so previously we were podcasting from her couch.
Yes.
Now we're in kind of a sports casting situation.
Yes.
We're at a desk.
We're at a desk. We look a little more official with our mic. We've got a TV in front of us.
Yeah.
And we are hunkered down at this desk.
It does
feel hunkered
down.
We're doing a play-by-play.
Yes. I think that'd be fun to do it as a sports broadcast level.
Oh, maybe we should do one episode like that. We'd bring a guest who are big into sports, and we'll do it together.
That would be great.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we have been talking about it, and some of you have reached out asking how you can be a guest on one of these episodes. We will be doing that, so listen soon, and we'll give you details on how to qualify to be a guest.
Yes.
Da, da, da. But today, Annie, as tradition, are you ready? Can you give us a rundown of what happened in episode one of season two?
I can, but Christina could do it better. There was a lot of sports puns.
Yes.
So that would have been good for the sports broadcasting one, actually.
Why didn't we do this?
I know. A lot of, like, talk about rebounds, and because Carrie had broken up with Big in the season one finale. So just discussion around that. Miranda had a great comment about how they just talk about men and how she didn't like that. But yeah, it was a lot of, you know, single, rebound, I'll date this baseball player maybe.
Right.
had a discussion.
We had a big conversation about if we had breakup rules.
Right, breakup rules. Mm-hmm.
And to me, they shouldn't exist. And to you...
we're friends.
Yeah, hell no. And now we are on to episode 2, which the title is The Awful Truth. Can you make a prediction?
My confidence is really shattered, to be honest.
You can do this.
I feel like the awful truth. I don't know. Maybe it's just kind of accepting the quote reality of dating and breakups and how terrible it can be, and you can't escape it. That's all I have. I don't know. The awful truth could refer to a lot of things.
It's true. It is a vague. It's not as punny,
right,
as the first one. But okay, all right. We'll see how well you do. I'll do a score with you at the end.
Oh no. I feel like I'm being evaluated, especially at this desk situation.
I mean, essentially, you are. This is a job interview, except you're sitting next to me, right?
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm.
Two years ago, my friend, Susan Sharon, the East Coast rep for a line of Italian cashmere sportswear, married a very mean man.
What did I tell you about listening to my CDs? You put Natalie Imbruglia back! And you too!
You've talked about this before, you know, the getting married.
Yep.
And then
being miserable.
Someone kind of disappears from your life. Yeah.
This is one of those being miserable episodes.
Mm.
He's just tired and cranky.
That was classic Richard. Tyrannical, emotionally abusive. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, this has a lot of conversations about tonight. What is worth staying for.
Mm.
Would you rather be alone?
Yeah.
Or would you rather go through it?
Yeah.
So, you think I should leave him?
So, she asks, should I leave him? Ooh, that's so mean to ask of someone.
Yeah, that's tough.
Would you say, tell someone to do it? I've done it. I've told people to do it. I feel like I have to do it at least one time. Like if I see something that's abusive or bad, yeah. I'm like, okay, I'm going to say my piece, and then I'm going to let you make your decision, and I'll support you in any way.
Yeah. I've definitely had those conversations where, I guess if I feel like they're not really asking, like if they don't really want to hear the answer, I'll be quiet. But right. If they like are honestly asking, I've had at least two situations where I was like, you should leave that guy.
Yeah.
He's no good.
Right. But that's the thing. It's like, so this is going to more seriously, but those in domestic violence situations where friends get frustrated and instead of being patient,
mm-hmm.
we'll be like, you're doing this to yourself. I can't watch you. I'm leaving you.
Right.
And that's a tough love. But I'm like, that's only working to this dude's advantage or the partner's advantage.
Right.
And it's not doing what you think it is. You've got to let them be and understand there's a lot more conversation when it comes to emotionally being abusive.
Right. Yeah. I mean, ultimately, yeah, you can say your thing, but it's their life.
Right.
And you can't control it. But it is weird when, like, you're like, oh, that guy sucks.
Yeah.
And then they break up and then they get back together.
Yep.
And you have to kind of pretend like
think it never happened.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everything's just fine, which I've done so many times. But typically they know because I am very loud about it that I hate them.
Right.
And I'm like, you do you. I'll support you, but I won't be around him.
Right. Yeah.
That's that conversation. And if I have to know, that's going to be a very minimal conversation.
Yeah. Me too.
Right.
Not a time to chat. In fact, it's one of the few instances in my overly articulated, exceedingly verbal life where it is perfectly appropriate, if not preferable, to shut up. And now suddenly I
also, okay, so Miranda's whole thing is she's dating a dude who likes to talk dirty.
Yeah.
Can you talk dirty? Do you do the sex talk?
I can't do it. I know it because I've read a lot of fan fiction, but I can't do it right. Seriously. I giggle or I'm like, yeah. Is this working? It sounds very silly to me.
Okay, I'm about to do a confession time. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm ready to confession. And I'm letting all the fam know. Oh my God. I got trapped into one of those choose your own story phone games.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I'm like, what is this?
Uh-huh.
So I had to because I got too many ads and I got suckered into it. Uh-huh. I did. I'm sorry. And I'm reading it, and the language in it is hilarious because instead of saying orgasms, they say edge, getting to the edge. Instead of saying, you know, dick or penis, they say his member, his length, his hardness. And I'm like, what is this? Is this how you talk dirty? And the way they talk dirty is saying, like, oh, yes, Sam, or oh, yes, like that's one of the characters. I'm like, what is happening? And so, like, I'm like, this is supposed to be sexy, but I can't help but laugh at this language.
Yes.
In trying to go everywhere but to what it is.
Yes. Yes. I mean, we did that that episode where we just read off, like, sex words, and I was blushing so hard.
I can't do it. I do want to know if anybody out there, does that work for you?
Yeah.
Do you have a romance novel type of dirty talk?
Yes.
And does your partner reciprocate? And because, like, no judgment, I want to know, is this something that can, because I will bypass it if I'm like, okay, this seems like a hot scene, let's go.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, wait, this just brought me back because we can't say
right.
these things. I think it called her clitoris a button. Her button.
No. Oh, no. Yes. Yes. Yes.
It quite makes me laugh.
Oh, yeah. I know a listener wrote in once and was very open about their use of dirty talk and sex and how much they liked it. So it works for some people. I think it's a confidence thing. And it's just, you know, your tastes.
Mm-hmm.
I was part of I don't know if you've ever done this, but I was part of a friend group where everybody wrote a chapter of a porn.
Oh, yeah.
So I did that once, and it was very funny.
Oh, I love it.
It was supposed to be funny, but it was.
That's amazing. Well, that's the thing. Is like we don't want to diminish the fact that people love this stuff and like romance novels. And I'm not. Don't get me wrong, because I'm still reading it. And I'm like, okay, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. However, it does. I'm like, wow, this is. But as a teenager, before like really exploring my sexuality, I was like, oh, yeah, this works.
Yes.
I get it. This is absolutely that softcore porn that you want with it. And then Charlotte did my solution for a while, and instead of finding a man, found a dog.
Yep, you know, it's company after a fashion. There is there's a Seinfeld episode, which Seinfeld was coming out around the same time as this, where Elaine does dirty talk. And I remember I learned a lot of stuff from Seinfeld, right or wrong. And I remember her being like, that dirty snake. And I was like, is that sexy? I don't know.
I love it.
Meanwhile, across town, Miranda was appearing as Eliza Doolittle in My Filthy Lady.
Filthy Lady.
My Filthy Lady.
It's me, Carrie.
Hey, how are you doing?
Great, great. Listen, I just wanted to call and thank you for the flowers. That was very thoughtful of you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, my secretary had it on her calendar, so I, you know.
See, don't you think, I think it'd be awkward if you send, as broken up, you send flowers to your ex on their birthday?
Yeah.
That's
too much.
Yeah.
Also, apparently he's putting it to say, like, oh, the secretary told me it was your birthday, so she sent them.
Oh, please. Please, Big. I don't buy that for a second.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
I don't know if you got any points, kind of. I'll give you like imaginary points.
Okay. No. Okay. I think imaginary points is not a thing. I got, you know, the awful truth. The breakup suck. It's the relationship suck. And that's it.
Okay, that's too vague of an answer for this entire series. So I'm giving you imaginary points for this.
Darn it. Christina.
You ruined her.
You wrecked my confidence.
Obviously we got to see Big back into the picture, slowly creeping in. This is always how it works. Whether it's just a simple phone call and it just kind of rekindles some things. Mm-hmm. We see Never get involved, too involved in other people's messes.
Yeah.
Dirty talk can be hilarious and can be effective.
Can be.
Or can be effective. Mm. Dogs don't replace relationships. I disagree.
I guess it depends on the dog.
I guess so. If you're my dog, who I love more than life, and may accidentally call my partner by my dog's name.
True.
A lot.
Let's not delve too deeply into
I'm
that.
I'm just saying. And then Sam had to face the reality that sex is important to her.
Yeah.
And if it's not good sex, she don't want it. And that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I mean, again, a lot of things were covered in a 22-minute time span. I mean,
this is how it goes. This is what we learn.
Yeah. Mostly. Yeah. I have a friend who is currently trying to talk to her conservative parents about homosexual relationships. And they're I think, genuinely, like, curious. But they're asking all these questions, and she would show me her text and be like, does this sound concise? And one of the things she said was, like, sex isn't important to every relationship, but for some relationships, it is very important. And if you're asking if homosexual people, if gay people have sex, then they do, but they don't have to. Like, it was just this very, it was well thought out, but it's true. Like, for some people, it's very important. For other people, not so much. But it does the kind of the trope of the therapist. Just you sit down for 10 minutes and they're like, okay, we're done. Does crack me up. But yeah, and it's interesting to see them because they're kind of all at different places. All the characters right now are at different places in their relationships because, you know, Charlotte is definitely the one that wants the, I want to settle down and be married and all that. And her kind of being like, I'll just get a dog.
She goes from very extremes.
Yeah.
And that's fine. That's okay too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I find it very interesting. I like the variations. And yeah, for this is very sex positive. So it's more about, yes, getting good sex and knowing that you want it. Mm-hmm. We do need a flip where it's like, hello, producers for the next season of and just like that. Put some asexual people in there. Because mm-hmm. that whole like intimacy level is nice.
Yeah.
Without the sex.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Without intercourse specifically.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, again, for when this was coming out, I didn't watch it when it came out, but I would have been shocked to have seen it because we didn't talk about this stuff. Mm-hmm. We didn't have many sex positive characters who were women who were like, no, I want sex and I want good sex.
Right.
And that's okay.
Right.
So that's a pretty big deal. So I think that's an important conversation to have. And I think the opposite is also an important conversation to have. But yeah. And then the breakup and the rebounding. And so the friend, many. Like being the friend on the outside, like, no, don't do it.
There's so much to it.
Mm-hmm.
So much to it.
It's true.
It gets worse too.
Oh, no.
But I digress.
Okay. Oh, gosh, you're giving me like these teasers.
I do. Okay, well, that was episode 2. How'd you feel about it? We didn't do a checkup on the last one.
We didn't. Well, we had a lot to say with Christina.
Wait, it's true.
I enjoyed it. Again, it just feels like I pack a lot in at 2. And now everything I'm thinking of is a pun, a sex pun. they do a lot with every episode. And it's always fascinating to me how it's still relevant conversations, even if it's moved forward or in a different way. We're still talking about this kind of stuff.
It's true. It's true.
There it is. Well, listeners, thank you for joining us as we restart this watch party. We always love hearing from people about their thoughts. Even if a lot of you write in, you haven't watched the show either and you don't watch the show, you just listen to these. And I love that. That's fantastic. So if you would like to contact us, you can. Our email is stephaniamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram @StephOneNeverToldYou. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you.
Yes, even though you embarrassed me last time, that's all right. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can listen to the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut. Every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.